Comfort to a minister dying of cancer. We do not forget you, we remember you in our prayers at the family altar. I lie awake nights pleading with God in your behalf. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. I will continue to pray that the blessing of God may rest upon you. He will not leave you comfortless. This world is of but little account, but, my dear brother and sister, Jesus says, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I plead this promise in your behalf. My brother, one night I seemed to be leaning over you, and saying, only a little longer, only a few more pangs of pain, a few more suffering hours, and then rest, blessed rest. In a special manner you will find peace. All humanity must be tested and tried. All of us must drink the cup and be baptized with affliction. But Christ has tasted death for every man in its bitterest form. He knows how to pity, how to sympathize. Only rest in His arms, He loves you, and He has redeemed you with His everlasting love. Be thou faithful unto death, and thou shalt receive a crown of life. All who live in our world from henceforth will know the meaning of trials. I know that God will give you grace, that He will not forsake you. Call to mind the promise of God, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Be of good courage. I would be with you now if I could, but we shall meet in the morning of the resurrection. I was also speaking words of comfort to Sister C. I was encouraging her, and the room seemed to be filled with angels of God. Let both of you be of good courage. The Lord will not leave nor forsake you.